Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were talking about the meaning of the word sober. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
They are sober-minded. And that's behind the thought that is here. As this man gives himself to hospitality, loves God, again, passions are in check, and publicly, his reputation is associated with the good things of the Lord. So, praise God for that. Praise God for that. Now, this also means he is just. That is, he abides by the rule of Scripture, which is saying he is governed by the Word of God throughout his life, as well as in his service. And so he has a governance over all this stuff. He is sober-minded. He has this in his relationships, family, friends, foes, as well as over the culture and stratagems of man and marketing. Now let me just insert. As a pastor, I know what it is to have close friends, family, church members make false accusations. And some people will always, when they hear something that's negative against a preacher, will believe it, whether they know anything about it or not. And even what little they do know, they don't know the details. And really, what they like to go out and blabber, I always wonder, I want to ask them, how did that edify people that we're supposed to do as Christians? And the person you're talking about, have you really gone to them individually and talked to them about the spiritual aspects of it? And of course, the answer is no. Now, in false accusations, doesn't matter if it's a church member or family person or a friend. Look, I've had all of those. Make accusations, and I'd say, oh, show me the proof of that. And they couldn't. They couldn't. I was one time in preaching a sermon from 1 John chapter 2, where it says, they went out from us because they were not of us, had they been of us. Okay. They wouldn't have gone out if they'd been of us. But they went out because they were not of us. Now, I was preaching on that passage. I says, now, there's two ways of taking this. One is that they weren't really saved. They went out from us because they were not of us. They weren't really saved. But other times, it's they didn't believe in the separation, the holiness, and the righteousness. They wanted to be like Demas, having loved this present world, departed unto another place. And so some are like that. And so some are not saved, and some are just backslidden. They've gone away from the truth. I says, I'm not accusing anyone that has ever left a church of that on either way. You know, it was on tape. It was all recorded. And so everything recorded, it was there. Some man in the church decided to call people that left the church and said, the pastor said, you people that left our church are unsaved. And boy, that started the gossip goers going like that. And some that had been in church says, that's not what he said at all. They heard it. And that man was in the church, but he had to stir something up. So I says, well, I knew of two that he had called. So I called the husband of one answered, because in both cases it was ladies. The husband of one answered says, look, I know that guy. I know he's going to try to cause trouble any way he can. No, I don't believe that, and I know you wouldn't say that. It's fine. You know, they left because that particular family liked the contemporary and not the true fundamentals, and so that's why they went. But the other one, I called and the wife answered. I said, I want you to know that I heard that you were told this by so-and-so. Oh, no, he didn't tell me. And, of course, I'd already confirmed that. Okay, I had confirmed. I got it confirmed. Okay. But nonetheless, she says, five of my friends told me that. And I believe them. I says, well, look, it's recorded. It's on our website. You can go there and listen to it, or I'll make the recording for you. I'll download it, and we'll give you the recording of it. She says, I don't care what the tape says. I believe my friends. And it was all I could do not to bust out laughing. So although everything's recorded on the sermon, she wasn't going to believe it, even though it was recorded and plain to see. Okay, now, all you can do at that point is pray for that person to get their heart right and pray for the lady's poor husband, because the things are just unreasonable when you get to that point. And as funny as that seems, it was a false accusation. But you don't quit when there's false accusations. You don't quit when friends turn on you or when family turns on you. You don't quit. You continue with the Lord. You continue in the way of righteousness. Now, when you read through things, for example, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, starting verse 23, go through the rest of the chapter and see all those things that the Apostle Paul suffered. None of it made him quit. Even one of the things that he said was perils among false brethren. But he just kept on keeping on. And that's what we are to do as Christians. Again, as Christians, it's not marketing because it lacks holiness. It will always lack holiness. All Christians are commanded to be holy, for the Lord our God is holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16 says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust. You know what that means, fashioning yourselves? It means to emulate. Okay. When you have a person that was in rock music and they got saved out of it, and then they get into music of the church, and then they go back to that sound, but they still use the church's Bible words, but they use that sound. What are they doing? They're fashioning themselves according to the former lust, okay? And here, notice how the Bible says it. This is straight from the Holy Spirit of God in the Word of God, okay? Not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. You didn't know better. You go back to that, evidently you don't know better. You just don't know better. In your ignorance. But he which hath called us, he that has called you is holy. So be ye holy in all matter of conversation, in all matter of your life, every area of your life, be holy. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, you consider these three verses for all areas of life, but doubly for a pastor. It's important the pastor stays holy, even when he's under fire. I have found that many times when I get accused of standing on doctrine and they think in a wrong way or whatever, my usual thing is to go to the Word of God and preach it and get up and preach it. If they're going around talking about it to people, then whether it's a false accusation or anything else, if people can see the stand is on the Word of God, then they got to choose between the Word of God and gossip. Look, there are people that are thinking they're doing the Lord's work when they find gossip or other things to say about others. They will do it. They will do it. And they'll think it's a good thing. And in heaven, there'll be those who'll be ashamed and revealed. If they're saved, they'll be ashamed and revealed. And I tell you what, that's when a lot of healing will have to take place in their own selves, even though they've been changed. Things will be made right at that time. Now, we saw this passage here. Okay. Now, as we look at this, we're looking at this passage. We're to be holy. We're to be holy. Holiness is marked by, number one, obedience. Now you say, Pastor, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not a striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, just, and what do you say? Holy. That's why we're dwelling on holiness. Holiness is marked by obedience. Your will is given totally to Christ, to be led by His Spirit through the Word of God. You do not fashion yourselves according to the former lust. That is, you don't try to emulate the former life. Man, that is, with the lack of a good way to say it, that is just wrong, wrong, wrong. Okay? That is just totally wrong. Don't fashion yourself, because it will make people like your religion. If it looks like the world, they will like it. Yeah. And Jesus said that in John chapter 15. He says, if they hate you, it's because they're of the world. Love not the world, 1 John chapter 2. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, if God says it's not in you, I'm not just talking about salvation, that particular point. It's talking about your love for God. God says it's not there. It is not there. I remember talking to a man years ago now. I'm not going to name any names or even places in this particular instance. But I had to deal with it as a pastor.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands.